Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Victor Nieblas is an immigration lawyer from Los Angeles, and he spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about one aspect of this, and that's family detention. The interview comes your way in 3, 2, 1. A lot of people haven't heard the term family detention. This is really not a good family thing, is it?
It certainly is not. It is definitely the policy of the administration to detain families who are trying to enter the United States because they're escaping violent countries. And what we're seeing is that they're detaining mothers and children and placing them in very special centers where they are detained and they can't seek counsel, they can't seek any type of benefit, so they can be represented before the immigration courts.
And you've seen one of these in person.
Yes, I had the opportunity to volunteer at Artesia, New Mexico. That was a detention center by Department of Homeland Security. That has been closed, and now they have moved to Karnes, Texas, and Dilley, Texas, where they now expanded these family detention centers. And so we are volunteering our time, going down there, helping these families on a pro bono basis, just giving them the basic representation, having their right to be able to seek asylum because they are fleeing from these violent conditions in their country. They're not coming here because they want to. They're coming here because they need to survive, especially with their children.
Now, some people may then ask the question, well, what do you do with all these folks?
Well, that's a good question. And what I can say is that under our immigration laws and our international agreements, we have to provide them an opportunity to be able to present their asylum cases before the courts. And that is the rule of law. And I hope that we do that. And in the meantime, while we present and they wait for their hearings, provide them an opportunity to be able to bond out or being paroled out so that they won't be detained. And these families are being traumatized, not only from their countries, but when they come to the United States to seek protection, all they see, all they're facing is more detention. And for the children, they're being traumatized.
Victor Nieblas, this is Christopher Michael reporting.